This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast. We come to you every Wednesday. It is not Wednesday, but it is Ryder Cup week. And I wanted to make sure that we got through all of the practice rounds of the Ryder Cup here in Rome and got the pairings for the first rounds, which we got a lot to talk about because this is one of the premier weeks of the golf calendar. Every 2 years, it's a special week. I'm here in Rome and lots to get to. But before we get to that, let's talk about our partners at AG1. You know about them if you've listened to the pod. If you've tried them, you probably love them. If you haven't, the obvious question is, what the hell are you waiting for? AG1 is a daily foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. I've been drinking it literally every day, whether I'm on the road, in the travel packs, or I am at home. I initially gave AG1 a try because I'd heard a lot of players and physios talking about it here on tour. I'm getting older, so it's important for me to feel my best and make sure my nutritional bases are covered every day. Listen, I'm on the road a lot. When I'm on the road, it's hard for me to eat as well as I'd like. I don't eat a lot of vegetables. That's just full disclosure. It's just not my thing. So AG1 is an opportunity for me, not only on the road, but for me to get a lot of the stuff that I'm not getting in my day-to-day diet. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat as me. And if you're looking for a way to kind of knock everything out in one go, AG1 is the way to do it. I've noticed a huge, I'm sleeping better. I feel better. I've got more energy, and my digestion, everything across the board since I started taking AG1 has really, really changed. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs to go with your first purchase. I carry them on the road with me, and it has really been a game changer in being able to look after my body while I am on the road. You can go to drinkag1.com/CH3. That's drinkag1.com/CH3. Check it out. And now let's get to the Ryder Cup. It's going to be a very, very interesting week. I'm excited. I've been going to Ryder Cups. Really, the first Ryder Cup I ever went to was the last time the U.S. won on foreign soil. That was at the Belfry in 1993. And I've been to the majority of the Ryder Cups since then. They're very special weeks. They're different. It's team competition. You're playing for your country. And so as a golfer, you're rarely doing that. You're playing for yourself. And I think that's what makes these weeks so unique. I'm over here with Brooks Koepka. We flew in Sunday night from the Live event in Chicago. I hadn't seen the golf course before. It's a big golf course. I think the majority of the shots, second shots you are going to see are going to be from over 150 yards. It's a long golf course. It's a very, very hilly up and down golf course. Ricky Elliott and Brooks came over here a couple weeks ago on the U.S. team scouting mission, and they mentioned that they thought the walk was one of the more difficult walks that they have in professional golf. And after being here since Monday, I can agree. It's uphill, then it's downhill, then it's uphill, then it's downhill. I think stamina is going to be a big, big part of this week. It is very hot here in Rome. It's in the 90s pretty much every day. They haven't had a lot of rain. It's hot in the mornings. It's hot in the afternoons. So I think, are we going to see players play all five rounds? I'm not sure we're going to see that. I think we're going to see some guys play four for sure, but I just don't know if, from a fatigue factor, if you're going to be able to go all five. Everybody is going to want to go all five. I mean, you come here wanting to play. You come here wanting to play basically every match. Everybody feels the same way. But I do think the way the golf course is designed and the conditions right now, it might be hard to play all five matches. From a U.S. team perspective, they've got a hell of a side, right? They've got three of the major champions this year, Brooks Koepka, Wyndham Clark, and Brian Harman. The Euros have one of the major champions in Jon Rahm, who won the Masters. They have Rory McIlroy, arguably one of, if not the best player in the game. They have Victor Hovland, FedEx Cup champion. They've got major champions in Matt Fitzpatrick. They've got some rookies. They've got some very, very raw rookies. Not just rookies to the Ryder Cup. Lute Ahlberg, he's never even played a major. He was playing college golf earlier this year. So he's come out of the PGA Tour U. One of the Hogarth twins. They're both here this week, but how's he going to perform, right? What is being on a Ryder Cup team going to mean to you as a rookie? The U.S. has rookies. Max Homa, Brian Harman, they've got their fair share of rookies as well. But the captain, Zach Johnson, Luke Donald, captain selections, I mean, how are those going to turn out? The obvious one that is under a lot of scrutiny is going to be Justin Thomas. If Justin Thomas plays well, Zach Johnson's going to be vindicated for picking him. If Justin Thomas does not play well and the U.S. were to get beat, Zach's and Justin Thomas are going to get scrutiny. There are going to be a lot of questions asked. Every year, the Ryder Cup rolls around. Every two-year cycle, the captains have choices to make, right? And I think there were some really ballsy choices on both sides. I mean, if you're Luke Donald, you're picking a kid that was playing college golf earlier this year. Yes, he has won two tournaments. Yes, he looks like he's legit. Everybody that plays with him, everybody's singing his praises. He looks like a superstar in the making. But he's never played in a major, which comes with a lot of pressure. And a Ryder Cup is a completely different animal. And a Ryder Cup on kind of home turf for the Euros, there's a lot of expectations. I think after Whistling Straits, everybody thought, hey, this is the next generation, it's kind of the golden generation of U.S. Ryder Cups, right? I mean, this is where we are going to see a U.S. dominance, the way the U.S. dominated at Whistling Straits. I think these matches are going to be a lot closer than people think. I really, really do. I think the pairings are going to be really interesting in what are the pairings, right? What do these captains, how do these captains make this choice? Having walked around with the U.S. team for the last 4 days and walked around with Captain Zach Johnson and all the vice captains, Steve Stricker, Stuart Sink, Davis Love, I think the U.S. team, like the European team now in 2023, are relying heavily on analytics and statistics to try and figure out their pairings. Now, Is that important? Absolutely. You want to know how your players are playing. You want to know how they statistically step or stand out and what their strengths are and their weaknesses are, not only from a partnership standpoint, but for the golf course. I talked to Henrik Stenson and his caddy, Gareth Lord. Henrik Stenson was going to be the Ryder Cup captain. He went to Liv, and then that went to Luke Donald. But in looking and talking to those two, they were talking about a lot of the stats that they were looking at. And even before the captain's picks, they kind of had an idea of who was going to make the team. And so they were looking at all the statistics. The U.S. team led in a lot of those. But one of the areas that I think the Euros felt like they could make some gains were kind of in that 180 to 210 range. They seemed to have better statistics there. I think you're going to see a lot of second shots with the way this golf course is set up. I think you're going to see a lot of second shots in that 180 to 200 range. And I think you're going to see some of the par threes kind of set up to match those yardages. So the Euros are trying to use analytics, they're trying to use data, they're trying to moneyball their way to a victory. The U.S. team is going to try and do the same thing. However, I think if you're just looking at statistics and data in trying to figure out how to win a Ryder Cup and how to figure out your pairings, I think you're missing things. I think you're missing the human element. And I think if you're just going on the human element and just going on your gut and just going on kind of what you feel and not looking at the data and not looking at the stats, I think you're missing something too. So I think there's an art to blending these together.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
I've had Paul McGinley on the pod in the past. If you hadn't had a chance to check that one out, go back and take a listen to it. It was right before Whistling Straits, and Paul talked a lot about kind of how he was a captain. And I think Paul was really the first one at Glen Eagles to kind of moneyball this thing, to go ahead and take a look at the stats, to take a look at the data. I think a lot of what happened beforehand was just kind of gut instinct and kind of, you know, personal preference, who wanted to play with who. I think Paul McGinley was one of the first Ryder Cup captains to say, hey, listen, my brain thinks like this. Let me get a data team in here and let's crunch some numbers and let's take a look at what is going to happen. So I think if you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to that podcast, the one with Paul McGinley is a fascinating listen. But all of these captains are trying to figure out where they can than have an edge, right? I think the way the golf course is set up, every 2 years, the host team, the host captain sets up the golf course. They can set up the golf course any way they want. So if you look at the way the golf course was set up at Whistling Straits, if you look at the way the golf course was set up at Hazeltine, not a lot of rough. The Americans have a bunch of bombers, wide fairways, so they want to try and give their, the U.S. wants their players to have an opportunity to stand up and pound driver. Paris, narrow fairways, the rough was brutal. It was set up for the Americans. This golf course, the rough is brutal. If you hit the golf ball offline, you're going to struggle to find it. I've watched players hit golf balls into the rough, and over the last 4 days, we've struggled to find them. And so I think the way the golf course is going to be set up, Luke Donald is going to try and set the golf club up, golf course up for him and his team. That's what he's going to try and do. But is that going to work, right? Is that the way that they're going to win? I really don't know. I don't know what the answers are to that. What I do know is that this isn't one on paper. If it was one on paper, then the U.S. over the years would have a lot more of these than they do, because on paper, it's looked like, you know, they're the studs, right? But this isn't played on paper. And to a large extent, this is a putting contest. I've talked to a lot of former captains. It doesn't really matter what happens from a team selection, from a partnership selection. None of that matters. The only thing that really matters is how the players, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, how they putt. That's the only thing that matters. This is a putting contest. And historically, over the last 30 years, the Euros have putted us at times off the golf course. They have had players that weren't superstars that have just putted their ass off. I was at the last Ryder Cup that the U.S. team won on foreign soil in 1993 at the Belfry. Peter Baker, who played the European Tour for a long time, he was a rookie, and he made every putt he looked at. For 3 days, it looked like the Euros are going to win. At the very end, the U.S. snaked a victory. Davis Love holed the winning putt. But Peter Baker made every putt. And if I remember correctly, on Sunday, he made another really, really long putt. And Jim Lampley, the former U.S. sportscaster who did work at NBC, did a lot of work in boxing. He made a long putt, hooped it from 25, 30 feet on live TV. Jim Lampley said, mark it down. Peter Baker will not only win one Masters Championship, he'll win two. That's how great of a putter he is. He didn't go on to do any of that, but that just goes to show you that the focus is going to be on putting. Who can make the putts, the right putts at the right time? Who makes that six-footer to get back to all square? Who misses that six-footer to go one up? Who hoops it from 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet, and changes the momentum and kind of changes these matches? We see that all the time. We see these matches change. And momentum over the 3 days is such a massive, massive part of this. And when you're at these Ryder Cups, but for those of you that are going to be watching at home on TV, you can feel it, right? You can say, okay, the U.S., great example, you know, the just finished Solheim Cup. Hats off to Suzanne Pettersen and her team, the Euros. Big comeback. They were 0-4 in the morning matches. They're down and they lose every match, and they come back to win the to tie the Solheim Cup. But they retain the cup. That's a win. But on Sunday, it looked like the U.S. team was going to win. They need basically one more point, and the Euros in the matches that they needed to started making putts. Putting is key. Is ball striking important? Absolutely. Is driving the golf ball important? Absolutely. But if you can't putt, you can't make the putts at the right time, you are going to struggle. So I think it's going to be fascinating over the next 3 days. And I think these two captains, Luke Donald and Zach Johnson, they've got a big task ahead of them to try and get their sides ready. Let's go ahead and look at the morning pairings. Okay, these just came out. Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns go out first against John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. Max Homa, Brian Harman go up against Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg. Ricky Fowler, Colin Morikawa against Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry. Xander, Patrick Cantlay against Rory and Tommy. So the U.S. sits Brooks Koepka. They sit Justin Thomas. They sit Jordan Spieth. Do you make something out of that? I don't know. Scotty Scheffler, Sam Burns, that pairing makes sense. They're boys. They grew up together playing high school golf, junior golf. Xander and Patrick, I think Xander's building a house next to Patrick in Jupiter. That's how close they are. Ricky, Colin Morikawa, I think you can make an argument that they play a similar type game. So in the morning, the Euros send out three players that have majors. Rory McIlroy, 4. Shane Lowry, 1. And John Rahm, 2. The U.S. sends out Scotty Scheffler. He's got a major. Brian Harman's got a major. Colin Morikawa's got a couple of majors. But you sit a 5-time major champion in Brooks Koepka. You sit Jordan Spieth. And you sit someone that you chose as a captain's pick, as a 2-time major champion. I guarantee you JT's going to play in the afternoon. I think you're going to see he and Jordan go out. I think you're going to see Brooks Koepka go out. But the issue, I think, is going to be, I think Zach is going to want to try and get everyone to play. And I think Luke's going to try and do the same thing. The last thing you want to do is what happened at Brookline, right? The big miracle, Ben Crenshaw, I got a great feeling about this. The U.S. is down. It looks like they're going to get beat, and they come back. The Euros had a couple of players, Jean Vandeveld and I think Andrew Coulthard, maybe Jarmo Sandelin. They had a couple of guys that never played until the singles. I don't think you want that. I think you want to get the guys out. I think you want to get them in the mix. I think it's important if you've got rookies on the team, you need to get them out. So Max Homa, Brian Harman, rookies. They go out. Sam Burns, rookie. It's going to be interesting. Ludvig Åberg. I mean, that's a big... I think it's smart pairing him with Victor Hovland. They're both Scandinavians. They both hit it miles. I think there'll be a lot of comfort in that. I kind of like the Tyrrell Hatton-John Rahm pairing, right? I mean, you got John Rahm, who's been number one in the world, current Masters champion, one of the top three best players, in my opinion, 4, easily top 5 best players on the planet. And he's a stud. The Euros have 3 guys that are their foundation. Rory, John Rahm, Victor Hovland. They are the foundation of that team. They are expecting a lot of points from those three. And then you've got Sepp Straka, who's a rookie. You've got Shane Lowry, who was a captain's pick. And then you've got two of the best ball strikers around in Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. I think based off of what those guys do in the morning, if Ludvig and Vic go out and play well, I think you could make an argument that they stick with them. And if Ludvig kind of plays really, really well and is comfortable with Vic, I got to think you ride them out. Do Ricky and Morikawa, I mean, if they go out and they get a big win, do you keep them together? So this is what this whole event is all about. It's trying to figure out who's got the hot hand coming in, who's not playing well, and then you're hoping your pairings in the morning produce. But if they don't, then we've seen this before on both sides. But I think we've seen this a little bit more from the Americans as they've been on. I mean, in the last 30 years, they've been on a losing streak. They won last time, you know, resounding fashion. They won at Hazeltine, but they got smoked in Paris, right? I don't think they had the right team for the golf course. I think the Euros set the golf course up for the team that they had. And I don't think the U.S. maybe sent over their best team for that golf course. But that's what you're trying to do as a captain, right? You're trying, I mean, you don't know, right? You don't know if, I mean, although Xander and Patrick Cantlay are best of friends, right? You don't know if that's going to work. You don't know if that partnership is going to work. And I think that's the fascinating thing about this. What I will say is I've spent a lot of time around Zach over the last 4 days. He seems really, really calm. He's got guys on his team that, you know, Zach's a two-time major champion. Davis Love's a major champion. Jim Furyk's a major champion. Stuart Sink's a major champion. Freddie Couples is a major champion. And then Steve Stricker was the captain of the last Ryder Cup that the U.S. dominated. So there's a fantastic backroom staff. And I think a lot of this is going to come. But as I said earlier, none of this really makes a difference. The only thing that makes difference is how the players play, right? The players, I think the captains have a big role in this, but the biggest role is down to the players. And I'll give you the best example of that, right? So the miracle at Medina, Jose Maria Lothabo, and I've seen him this week. If there's a nicer person in the game of golf, I don't know who it is. I really don't. He is a gentleman. He's multiple major champion. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. And he was the captain at Medina. The U.S. had a big lead going into Sunday. And very similar to what the U.S. did at Brookline, the Euros had a massive, massive comeback. And, you know, you've got Ollie, he's in tears. He's saying that the win for the Euros, the miracle, the comeback was for Seve. You could almost feel the energy of Jose trying to channel his great friend and his partner in the Ryder Cup. I mean, Seve and Jose Maria Olazabal, to me, they are the Ryder Cup partnership benchmark. They're the partnership that every other partnership is based off of. The success that they had, the camaraderie, the love, the ride or die spirit that they had for each other. To me, that's what a partnership in the Ryder Cup is all about. So at Medina, you've got this massive comeback on Sunday, but that comeback started Saturday night. And how did that comeback start? That comeback started with Ian Poulter doing what Ian Poulter does, make putts when he needs to. And that carried on into Sunday. And Jose Maria Lothabo can channel his great friend and let's do it for Seve. That's an unbelievable sentiment. That's a great feel-good story. But if you don't make any putts, and if the Euros don't putt their asses off on Sunday, it doesn't matter. They lose, and they didn't. So this is a putting contest. That's what this is.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
I could see 2-2 coming out of that in the morning, and I think everybody'd be happy with that. But if this is 3-1 or 4-0, regardless whether it's to the Americans or to the Euros, then some scrambling, some panic sets in, and then you start saying, okay, now what do I do? So then I think what ends up sometimes happening is you start trying to invent partnerships, right? And I don't know if that works. I think these are kind of won and lost by finding a hot pair and riding it. So I think that's going to be really, really interesting. From a Brooks standpoint, I think you'll see Brooks play at some point with Scottie Scheffler. I think I would really like to see Brooks play with Brian Harman. They went out today on Thursday. They went out into a practice round. They were playing each other's ball. They play different balls. Brooks plays Strixon. Brian Harman plays a Titleist. They were trying each other's ball out. I know in one of the practice rounds, other than Thursday, Brooks played every practice round in his group, and Scottie Scheffler was in his group. And man, I can't say enough about that guy, right? That guy is just such an impressive golfer. The way he drives the golf ball. Listen, everybody talks about the great drivers of the golf ball. DJ, Brooks, Rory, John Rahm, these bombers. I'm telling you, if there's a better driver in the game of golf right now that isn't Scottie Scheffler, I don't know who it is. I mean, he just has so much power, hits the golf ball high, can carry the golf ball miles in the air. I just can't say enough about him. And watching him play this week up close, I mean, he is a dominant, dominant, complete player. I think you could see maybe Brooks play with a guy like Wyndham Clark, very similar type characters, tremendous confidence, tremendous self-belief that to a lot of people borders on arrogance at time, which I gotta be honest with you, I like it. I love it. I mean, Wyndham Clark came out last week and was talking about he thinks he's as good as Rory and all that. Do I think Wyndham Clark is as good as Rory McIlroy? No. I don't. But the fact that Wyndham Clark thinks that way, you want someone like that who just won his first major in a pretty dominant fashion, in a pretty gritty fashion out at LACC in the US Open. You sure as hell don't want guys coming in here that don't think they're as good as Rory McIlroy, right? I mean, I think a lot of people think, okay, you're arrogant, stuff like that, but you need that self-belief. Now, does Wyndham need to express that and put that out in the media and then have Rory see it and all that? I don't know. But I think Brooks and Wyndham are very similar type characters, and they're not scared, right? They're not scared of each other, or not scared of anybody. And I think they could play. But I like Brooks with a guy like Brian Harman. I really think that could be a very good pairing for the both of them. To me, it reminds me a lot of Brooks's first Ryder Cup in 2018 at Hazeltine. He played with Brant Snedeker when they were asked by the captain, who do you want to play with? Who do you want as your partner? They both put each other down as people they didn't want to play with. They ended up playing with each other, and they played great together. So I think that could be a good partnership I really like the Ludwig Aberg. I'm probably butchering that name, but and Victor Hovland, the all Viking team. I think that's going to be a very good partnership. And listen, I think Rory McIlroy partnering with Tommy Fleetwood, if they go out and get a win, do you keep them together and try and, you know, recreate the Frankie Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood where they just crushed everybody? So I think the golf course is going to have a big say in this. I think the conditions are going to have a big say in this. I think the captains are going to have a big say in this. But the people that will have the biggest say in this Ryder Cup will be the 12 players on each side. The captains, they've got the job at trying to figure out the pairings. They've got the job at trying to pick the right people for the team. But the players that play each of these Ryder Cups, every two-year cycle, it's the players. And are we going to see the U.S. do what they did at Whistling Straits? They made a lot of putts. They found some good partnerships. And the big players stepped up. Historically, on this run over the last 30 years where the U.S. hasn't won nearly the amount of Ryder Cups they should have, the Euros have gotten a lot of points from their horses, from their studs. Clarkie, Westwood, Sergio, Rory, John Rahm in Paris. They have gotten points from their superstars. And when the U.S. hasn't been winning, they haven't gotten the production. They didn't get a lot of points from Phil. They didn't get a lot of points from Tiger when they weren't arguably the two best players in the game and the two biggest players in the game. They were the biggest players in the game. Tiger is the biggest player in golf, right? I think it's interesting that T-Dub's not here this week. I thought he would be here. I thought, you know, some of the other Ryder Cups that he hasn't been a part of, he's been a captain. I don't know what you make of that. I'm sure he's been on the phone to Zach and a lot of the guys on the team. I think it would have been cool to see him here. I think everybody here in Italy, it would have been great to see Tiger. But this is, to me, about how the players play, how they handle the amphitheater now that is the first tee. There's probably about, I was down there this morning for the photos with the team and got to watch the team get their photos. And then one of the cool things that they started doing last year for us coaches, we get to get a picture with the player and the caddy that we're working with, which I got to do it with DJ and Austin Johnson at Whistling Straits. Ricky Elliott and Brooks Koepka got to do it today. Listen, if you're a player, a benchmark of your career is playing on a Ryder Cup. If you are a caddy, one of the benchmarks of your career is caddying in Ryder Cups for a player. And for those of us that are here this week, the coaching fraternity, it's a huge honor to be here at the Ryder Cup working with a player on one of these teams, and you kind of feel like you're part of it. This year, for the first time ever, the PGA of America gave all of us coaches some of the uniform pieces. So we've been wearing some of the same clothing that the players have and the rest of the team, and it makes you feel like you're part of the team. It's a very, very interesting, it's a very unique week. It's a very long week. We were all saying today, Thursday, hey, can we get these damn matches started? It's a long, long week. Early in the week, and the American team, the majority of them only played 9 holes each day. And on the first day, Brooks was paired in a group with Wyndham Clark, and Wyndham said, are you playing 9 or 18? And Brooks said, I'm only going to play 9, and Wyndham was trying to figure out if he was going to play 18 or not. And Brooks said, listen, all I'm going to tell you is, having been on 3 of these are very, very long weeks. Try and conserve your energy. Try and stay fresh, because there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there was the gala last night. There's the opening ceremonies. There are team dinners. There are team meetings. And the matches, you know, Friday, Saturday, there's morning sessions and afternoon sessions. So the guys that are teeing off in the morning tomorrow, they are going to be up incredibly early to get to the golf course. The traffic in Rome, let's just say there's a lot of traffic. So the players are making sure that they allot enough time. It took us the first day, our bus driver got lost. It took us almost 2 hours to get to the golf course. It's the golf course is about No traffic, about 30 to 45 minutes from the city center where everyone's staying. But with traffic, if there's an accident, it could be an hour and 30. So that is a big part of the preparation. So listen, these are some of the coolest weeks of golf. And I have overloaded already on pizza and pasta. It's been fantastic. And you, when you are at a Ryder Cup and you're lucky enough to be working with a player that is playing in a Ryder Cup like I am, it's very, very special. I can't even imagine what it's like for the players. It's just got to be the coolest thing ever to put on a shirt. You know, Brooks got asked in his press conference earlier in the week, do you feel like you're flying the flag for LIV? And he said, no, I feel like I'm flying the flag for the American team and the USA is on my hat. And I think everybody here feels that way. I haven't noticed any, you know, with Brooks being the only LIV guy on this team, you know, was there some animosity? I haven't seen any of that. I've seen Brooks, you know, hang out and do the same things that he always does with all of these guys. So Zach Johnson, Luke Donald, how are they going to get the team ready? And how are the U.S. team and the European side going to respond? It is going to be a very, very interesting week. I, for one, am so excited that this damn thing is starting. And like I said, golf course will play a role in who wins this. The captains will play a role in who wins this. But ultimately, this will come down to the 12 players on the American side and the 12 players playing for Europe. How do they play? How do they handle the pressure? How do they respond to what is constantly happening on the golf course? That, to me, is what makes these weeks so fascinating. And I've been at a lot of Ryder Cups, but my favorite part of the Ryder Cup are those late matches, right? Those matches that, whether it's Friday, Saturday, even Sunday, where there's only really a couple of matches out on the golf course. They tend to be the pivotal matches, and you basically have the entire American team, players, caddies, captains, vice captains, support, wives, girlfriends, everybody associated with those teams. With the American team will be on one side of the fairway going down, and on the other side of the fairway, the Euros will be there. When they get to the greens, everybody's sitting. You'll get to see a lot of this. And to me, I've been lucky enough to be a part and be around some of that atmosphere. And it's just the coolest thing. It really, really is. And these are very, very special weeks. And for the players that have been lucky enough to be involved in Ryder Cups, they are, I think they're memories of a lifetime. I think you see players form bonds and friendships that last really their entire career. And just a cool, cool story from Hazeltine. It was Brooks's first Ryder Cup 2018. And I had told him when he turned pro, you don't ever want to miss one of these. And you'll understand once you get on one of these. And when he made the team in 18, it was really a life-changing experience for him. But he played with Brant Snedeker. They played very well together. You wouldn't think that they'd be friends. You wouldn't think that they'd get along. But they were just a great partnership. And I think Brant did a great job at kind of shepherding Brooks, who was a rookie. But a cool moment at the end of Brooks's singles match, there was a cart there with one of the vice captains and someone from the U.S. team and said, all right, where do you want to go? And he said, I want to go see Brant finish his match. I want to go see my partner. And I think that is just so cool. And I think that speaks a lot to what these weeks are about. So if you're watching in the U.S., get your asses up early and watch. And I am very, very excited for the 2023 Ryder Cup, as I know everyone listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Wanted to make sure that I could get through these practice rounds and get you all as much information as possible. Son of a Witch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see you next week to dissect the 2023 Ryder Cup.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top-quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.